didn't know anyone, and I couldn't think of anything to do I hadn't already done.
Hello, and welcome to the Escape from Society podcast. My name is Sam Kulik, and you are listening to the first episode of the Escape from Society podcast. Over the last year and a half, I've been making a record that's out now, and since I feel like there are some good stories to tell about what went into making the music, I'm going to create these little podcasts that each feature a song from the record and maybe some tangential content that I find interesting in some way. Now, the songs I wrote for the album fit into a little subgenre called song poems, by which I mean that I wrote the music for these songs to go with lyrics that were sent to me by some random people around the United States. There was a decent little industry for this sort of thing back in the 70s and 80s where publishing houses would advertise in the back of general interest magazines ads like, "Do you write songs? Send us your poems, your poetry," and whoever sent in a little poem or some lyrics would get a form letter in response saying, "Oh, we love your lyrics. We have the perfect songwriter to pair you with, and just send us $75 for the production of a demo, and you'll earn royalty payments." And whoever sent in the $75, the publisher would assign somebody to write a song in 5 minutes and record it in one take with whoever happened to be at the studio that day. And they would press maybe a single copy onto a tape or a 45 or maybe a little 12-inch compilation. And they would never actually send these to radio stations or try to make any money from it. It was just they'd send sort of a vanity copy back to the author of the lyrics, and that's as far as it went until record collectors started digging these things up and making little CD compilations, and that's how I got into the music. And I'm going to try to work some of these old recordings into these podcasts. It would make the most sense for me to start today with the song Escape from Society, which is sung by a guy named Ron Davis. And the musicians are unknown other than the obvious presence of one of the more prolific song poem writer and performers, Rod Keith, whose singing voice you can pick out in the introduction to this song. I have a feeling Rod probably wrote the music, but it would be hard to know for sure. Anyway, have a listen to the song Escape from Society. Here it is.
The busy movements of the crowd and the traffic gets so loud, I must escape society. I must escape society. Life's too short now as it stands. It speeds up with production, like the race for space with other lands. If you ask me, it's destruction. It's destruction. I must find me a slower pace. Living's just a steady race. I must escape society. I must escape society. I return to the woods each morn, searching where the sun is torn through the limb of every little tree. That's the place I love to see. I love to see a place where war is never found. escape society. I must escape society. Sun is torn through the limb of every little tree. That's the place I love to see. I love to see a place where war is never found, where peace is the only sound. I must escape society. I must escape society.
And there you have it, Ron Davis's Escape from Society. And I love it. If you back up about a minute, you reach the instrumental breakdown wherein someone made the compositional decision to throw in a hip organ part in 7/4, which clearly flummoxed the drummer, and they kind of go off the rails a bit, which, you know, if they were gonna do a second take, they would have done a second take on this one, but that just wasn't the style. And, you know, who knows, maybe there was some overdub situation or complicated live studio setup. I'm not saying that anyone was a failure of a drummer here or anything. Who knows how this was all put together, but they do totally go off the rails and it's great. But I should explain the reason why I chose Escape from Society as the title for my own record is because there's something in the lyrics to that song, an emotion or a feeling that was cropping up in a lot of the lyrics that were being sent to me. Now, I was not advertising in general interest magazines, Good Housekeeping or People magazine or something. Maybe I should consider that for the next record. But I was using that wonderful public meeting house Craigslist, which allowed me to post in cities all over the U.S., which I was doing in the early part of 2011, just putting up ads saying, I'm a songwriter, writing songs for an album. Do you have a story or a poem or any lyrics you want to send to me? Whatever you want, just send them this way. And I was getting, you know, few responses every week, and it added up to a couple of dozen over the course of a few months. And I started writing songs. But I had the feeling also that I might not get enough material from Craigslist, or that it might all be bad, and I didn't necessarily want to make a record with all bad lyrics, even though I would, of course, love to include some bad lyrics just for variety. So I asked a few people to contribute, and the song I'm going to feature in this podcast is called Middle of Nowhere, and the lyrics are written by this guy, Alex McDonald, who's a friend of mine, and he performs himself under the name Paranoid Larry, and I've played trombone on a couple of his records, and I really like the way he writes, so I asked him to do something. He is very versatile in that he can write songs that are funny and also emotionally meaningful and thoughtful, and I've gotten a lot out of listening to his music over the last few years, and I thought he would be great, and he, of course, was totally game for it and sent me a couple of things. And this song, which he could not have known at the time, is almost a direct response to the song Escape from Society that I just played for you, because it's I picture it as the same character who has escaped from society and has gone out into the middle of the woods or wherever he went and thought he was going to have a nice safe time for himself, but you know what? It just didn't turn out that way. And what happens is there were all these disasters happening on the East Coast at the time that Alex wrote this song. And I'm from Massachusetts, and we on the East Coast consider ourselves a little bit superior to people elsewhere in the nation. Just geographically, we are not prone to earthquakes like they have, and mudslides on the West Coast, or hurricanes like they have down in Florida, or tornadoes out in the Midwest. But then there was, within a period of a couple of months on the Northeast, we were getting all of this stuff. We had an earthquake, we had hurricanes and tornadoes, and it was just kind of crazy. So this song, I picture our character has escaped from society and he's moved out into the woods or something like that, and expected everything to be kind of mellow and cool, but then it ends up not being exactly mellow and cool. So here's the song, Middle of Nowhere, lyrics by Alex MacDonald, music by yours truly. It's from the new record. Enjoy.
I'm not on the coastline, not in the valley, not near the pipeline or tornado alley. I left the big city where they'll kill you for a nickel, but it sure ain't pretty when nature's fickle. There goes the garage, there goes my car, and nearly me. There goes the tree and the house and the yard. Is this what I get for moving to the middle of nowhere? To the wide open space here, that's all that's left after living in the middle of nowhere. Thought that I was safe here. Not in the test zone of defense contractors. I don't want to get known as target practice. And the hydrofracking has busted my bunker. And the ground's been cracking, and it makes me wonder. There goes the bridge, there goes the barn, and the plows, and all the cows, and there goes the farm. Is this what I get for moving to the middle of nowhere? To the wide open space here, that's all that's left after living in the middle of nowhere. Thought that I was safe here. The city by the sea was always exciting, but the way that things were going got way too frightening. So I left the glitz and glamour and all of the fun and moved to the middle of nowhere, where I didn't know anyone and I couldn't think of anything to do I hadn't already done. Is this this what I get for moving to the middle of nowhere? To the wide open space here, that's all that's left after living in the middle of nowhere. I thought that I was safe here. Thought that I was safe here. Thought that I was safe here in the middle of nowhere.
So what you just heard at the end of that song, if you were listening at a nice high volume, after the guitar fades out, there's a little sound of the wind rustling, only that it's not the wind, it's a garbage truck driving past the apartment where we were recording in Ditmas Park, Brooklyn, and I love it. It's totally perfect because before we started recording, I had been up in Massachusetts and I walked around in the woods for a little while with a little recorder hoping to get just such a sound of the wind rustling that I could put either at the beginning or the end of this song on the record if it happened to work out or something. I thought it would be a nice detail. And I didn't get anything that sounded any good and sort of tabled that idea. And then, sure enough, this garbage truck drives by and it's right there on the tape and probably could have gotten rid of it if we really wanted to, but it was exactly the kind of sound I wanted. And it's there on the record as a little happy accident type of moment, which the album is completely full of, and I will tell you more about in later episodes. This is a little bit longer than most of them are probably going to be, but I hope you've enjoyed listening. I'll be back next time with more stories of escape from society. Thanks a lot for listening, and check in again soon.
I must escape society. I must escape society.